Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're live right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast and pose your question or seek direction for the real-life issues you face. We invite your calls right now to 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. It's Basic Gospel, and it intersects with your life every day. We want to hear from you, so call now. 1-800-677-9377. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's wonderful to be with you guys again today as we're talking about this subject of forgiveness. It is such an important topic. And Andrew, I know it's a topic that you discuss quite frequently, and you've written about it in most of your books, the first one being The Naked Gospel. And tell us some of the things that you think are important for people to know and understand when it comes to the forgiveness issue.
Well, Bob, you know, first, I think really it's about wrapping your mind around God's blood economy. For me, it has just done wonders to be able to say that, you know, blood brings forgiveness and nothing else brings forgiveness. It's all about the blood. So, you know, normally under a human-human relationship, I might forgive you after you've apologized or made up for what you did wrong, or, you know, if I see enough sorrow in your life, then I might eventually have pity on you. But in this case, we're looking at not an apology-based system, but a blood-based system. And, you know, then you do a little bit of the math. You say, how many times did Jesus shed his blood? And it was once. And then you say, well, did it work? Of course it did. Well, for how many sins did it work? For all of them. And then you say, well, then am I a forgiven person or not? And, you know, it's just beautiful to be able to celebrate that we are forgiven people and not make a compromise there or water it down. Really what we're saying is Calvary was awesome and the work of Jesus is actually effective. It seems, though, Bob, as you well know, a lot of Christians were hesitant to talk about our total forgiveness, especially when it comes to future sins.
Oh, absolutely. We don't want to let go of the sense of responsibility that we have in that equation. I mean, aren't we supposed to do something? And that's what I hear so often from believers. You know, when we sin, we have to do something, don't we? We have to feel sorry for that. We have to ask God to forgive us. We have to repent of that. And all of those things are well and good. I think, you know, as a believer, we just confess. That's as natural as breathing to a human being. But that's not part of the forgiveness equation, as you said. It's merely blood, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And because we keep inserting ourselves into the equation, we can get to this point where we feel like we've crossed a line, that we've just done way too many bad things and we're unreachable, that we've crossed that line and we're without hope. But Jesus's blood was big, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm really worried about, you know, the way that the Christian world has gone in terms of teaching on forgiveness. It almost feels like it is an emotional thing. It is a feelings-based forgiveness. And if I don't feel forgiven, I must not be. And if I feel dirty and distant, then I must be. And, you know, if I feel like maybe I've lost my salvation or committed the unpardonable sin, or, you know, on and on it goes. I mean, we both encounter Christians hurting people, very hurting people who have essentially parked their entire spiritual lives in their feelings. And what I love about the gospel is it's about the truth. It's not about emotion. I mean, lots of times I feel all kinds of things. I mean, I'm human. My emotions come and go. But, you know, Bob, I think what's so great about Basic Gospel is that, you know, we keep reminding people, go back to truth. It's not about your emotions. Yes, God created us to feel things, and our feelings go up and down and all over the place. But truth is truth. And, hey, Christian, you're a forgiven person.
Right. truth is, Jesus shed his blood once and for all. Well, this is Basic Gospel. We would love to hear from you, 1-800-677-9377. I want to mention a special offer on today's broadcast, Andrew's book, The Naked Gospel. And Andrew, this was the very first book that you wrote, and I think it was released. When did this hit the market?
Yeah, it's been out about 5 years now. It came out in 2009, and it was the first book I ever wrote. It was on my heart for almost 5 or 6 years, I guess you could say, and I wrote several drafts of it, and in 2009 it came out, and that was an exciting day.
Yeah. Well, and this book has gone the world over. It's been instrumental in so many people's lives, coming to that freedom that they have in Christ. I know your friend and our friend Bart Millard with Mercy Me, this was the book that really transformed his relationship with Christ, and I think was the catalyst for their brand new album, which some of the lyrics on that particular album are just phenomenal. They really incorporate the grace of God in this new covenant that we live in. But we're offering The Naked Gospel today for the price of $15. That includes shipping. So that's a 40% discount, really off of the retail price of the book. We're going to pay for shipping for you, and so we want you to order a copy. You can go to our online store at basicgospel.net, or you can call 1-800-727-2828. That's 1-800-727-2828 to order your copy of Andrew's book, The Naked Gospel.
Well, again, this is Basic Gospel. Andrew Farley is joining Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and me, and thank you for joining us, everybody. Plenty of open lines, plenty of time on the clock. If you have something you're dealing with, perhaps a Bible question you can't quite understand, or a passage that you can't understand, give us a call, 1-800-677-9377. That, of course, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 800-677-9377. Well, guys, a question from Dan, who emailed us to ask a question about 1 John 1:9. He says, is this passage written to believers? If so, how does that reconcile with our sins being removed forever at the cross? And that's from Dan, who wrote his question to us by email.
Well, Dan, thanks for writing that to us. We used to kind of chuckle years and years ago when we would do seminars and we would talk about total forgiveness of sins, and then we would open it up for Q&A, and always hands would go up, and that was the question, what about 1 John 1:9?
Right.
And we actually had a little booklet that Bob George put together that was under that title, what about 1 John 1:9? And Andrew, Richard, this has been one of those very confusing passages. Is it written to the believer? Is it written to the unbeliever? How do we, you know, work through that murky water and come out with a good understanding of what this passage is saying, who it's saying it to, and how to deliver it when it's needed?
Yeah, well, John is an evangelist, and I think that's really important to see that in this first chapter, he is hoping to evangelize some people. 1 John chapter 1, he mentions people who are denying sin. They're just lying about the fact that they're sinful like the rest of us. And so they're saying sin isn't real, sin is an illusion, or sin doesn't matter. And they're basically early Gnostics. I mean, Gnostics denied the reality of sin, and they also, by the way, denied the physicality of Jesus. But, you know, John is an evangelist here, and he's saying, look, if any one of us says that we have no sin, then we lie and we don't have the truth in us. If we say that we've never sinned, I mean, you know, we're off our rockers here. So 1 John 1:9 is actually the solution. And the solution is, hey, if we will just admit our sinfulness, then God does a saving work in our lives. He forgives us. He cleanses us of all unrighteousness. You notice that it's not a bar of soap. It's not that he cleanses us little by little by little, day after day, sin by sin, but that it's actually a cleansing of all unrighteousness. So it's a verse of evangelism, and John is an evangelist. And really, it's a crying shame that a lot of Christians, I think, have misunderstood the passage and almost turned their belief system into Catholicism, sometimes with a little Protestant hat on top there, Bob. But, you know, they're firing up a request to God, please forgive me, please forgive me, please forgive me. and they think that God is doling out forgiveness in portions, but that's not the gospel. The gospel's better than that. We are forgiven once for all. It's not little by little and sin by sin. You know, even the Jews, they got their sins taken care of every 365 days at the Day of Atonement. I'm afraid that today, 2,000 years later, a lot of us, if we misunderstand, we think, you know, it's pretty neurotic, the system that we have. We think we're being forgiven sin by sin by sin as we 1 John 1:9 and fire an apology up to heaven. But this passage was not about that. Christians are forgiven people. And the Apostle John, he was just trying to evangelize people that did not want to confess their sinfulness. They were literally sin deniers.
Yes, indeed. And that's an important thing. And when you move to the second chapter and you see the tone of the letter change, where John says, "I write this to you, my little children." So that's not how he writes that first chapter. It had a different tenor, a different flavor to it. It was an all-inclusive. And then in the second chapter, he turns to believers. And certainly they needed some assurance. And he gave that assurance in a very plain, clear, black and white statement. "My little children, I write this to you because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name." If you are a child of God, forgiveness is yours. You received it the day you received Jesus Christ. Now, I know a lot of people, it's kind of interesting, this passage, 1 John 1:9, is really the only passage in the Word of God that they know as it relates to forgiveness. And so their whole theology about forgiveness is directed by 1 John 1:9. That's why when they hear other passages, they automatically question this particular verse. Now, some of the things that have been taught in regard to 1 John 1:9 is that when you sin, you don't lose salvation, but now you're out of fellowship with God. Somehow, some way, God's turned his back onto you, and you have to do something to get back into his fellowship. Now, is that a true statement? Can we go in and out of fellowship? Or once we in the fellowship, are we in the fellowship for good?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you have to study it out. And, you know, we've done that. We've looked extensively at the word fellowship and how it is used in the New Testament. And it's pretty clear that you're either in the fellowship as a saved person or you're out of fellowship as a lost person. But you don't go bouncing in and out and in and out every single time you sin. And you know, what I think's behind that, Bob, is that, you know, some teachers and leaders and pastors, that sort of thing, they think that it's going to be a motivator, that, you know, God hijacks his presence, that God withdraws his fellowship and his presence from us, and that'll get us to shape up, and then he'll come back and visit us again. And that's, it's very backwards, because really, the gospel is, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And even when you are faithless, I remain faithful." And so it's actually my constant presence that is going to give you the power to change the way you think and act. So God doesn't run off into the corner when we fail him. He's not in a swivel chair, you know, like in the barber shop, swiveling around and around, depending on our performance. His face is always toward us, and he motivates us from within. Even when we've blown it, he's our only hope of getting away from sin.
Yes, indeed. Well, Andrew's book, The Naked Gospel, we're making it available to you today for the price of $15. That includes shipping. Go to our website, basicgospel.net, order your copy. You will not be disappointed. This is one of those books that can really change the way you view God, the way you view others, the way you enjoy this new life that you have in Christ Jesus. So take advantage of this offer, The Naked Gospel, $15 today through Basic Gospel. Go to basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828 to order your copy. Well, let's go to Mark in Brooklyn and listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Mark.
Hello, this is Martin. They got it wrong.
Okay, Martin, nice to have you on the air with us.
Amen. Well, a long time to speak. Okay, well, my question is, tell me what is the difference between restoration and retribution?
It's a good question, Mark. There's two important words. Yeah, good question, Martin. Two important words. What's the difference between restoration and retribution? Retribution is basically trying to even the books in some way. Restoration is what love does when somebody has fallen, so to speak. Somebody caught in a sin, you go to that person, you try to restore them. You try to help them see truth, rest in that truth, and to really start trusting the Lord again in their particular life. So I think that's the difference between the two of those. Andrew, how would you weigh in on that particular topic?
Yeah, I think you've already, explained it so well. You get down to interpersonal relationships, and then you say, well, what would it be if I expect retribution? Well, I'm trying to get payback here. I mean, and that's not any way to act, because, we will end up harboring resentment and bitterness. So what I love about the gospel is that the debt has been released. I mean, God released us from any debt that we owe him. There is no retribution toward children of God. And then he turns right around and he says, forgive others as the Lord forgave you. So this is what empowers me to say, you know what, if the God of the universe can forgive this person, then I'm going to allow him to forgive in and through me. And I'm not going to keep score. I'm not going to hold expectations over this person. I'm not going to demand payback. Because God released me, and he's teaching me how to release others.
Yeah. In the definition of love, 1 Corinthians 13, the NIV says, love keeps no records of wrong. Other translations render that, love does not think evil. And what that means, it really gets down to that record keeping, that retribution thing. Richard's done something wrong against me. I record that in my book. And then I try to hatch a plan to not only get even with Richard, but to get ahead, because I want to be, on the positive side in the books and not on the negative side.
Which only causes me to add another mark in my book, and back and forth we go.
Absolutely. And that's the way of the world. That's the way of this flesh that, that we are so stuck with, so to speak. But love kind of pierces through that and says, no, I'm going to let it go. There are no record books. I'm not going to mark things down. I'm going to forgive just as God in Christ has forgiven me. So, Martin, hope that helps. We sure appreciate your call.
Yes.
1-800-677-9377. Room and time for you right now. 800-677-9377.
Well, let's go to Eugene, who's listening to us in Brooklyn on WMCA. Hi, Eugene.
Hey, how y'all doing, my brothers in Christ? How y'all doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you, my friend.
Same here. I just wanted to comment on the 1 John 1:9 about confessing sins. I think that, moreover, confession of sins is not just to go to like a priest to confess our sins. I don't believe that's what it's referring to. I believe it's like if we sin, we can grieve the Holy Spirit, and it's good to confess the sins to another brother in the church or elder to build us up. And that's the way I was looking at it, because I think another part in the epistles, the Apostle Paul says to confess your sins to each other, but I don't know, I don't have the verse.
That's a passage in the book of James, and it talks about interpersonal relationships
and
how you bring healing to those relationships. And the first step is to agree, admit to what is the cause of a division or something like that. Now, as far as 1 John 1:9 is concerned and confession there, it has a very specific application. And it's in terms of, one, people who have denied their sin, who have called God a liar or made God out to be a liar. It's coming to truth. It's them recognizing what's true about them, and then also being able to do so in light of God's faithfulness. God is faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse. There's nothing to fear as far as God is concerned. We can tell the truth about ourselves. We don't have to pretend. We don't have to put a mask on. We don't have to project this image that we're basically good people. We can just lay it out there, and we can do so knowing that God is faithful and just. And that's what happens when we come to Him by faith, that initial salvation experience. We come to Him and we say, Lord, we're a mess. We can't figure things out. Life is just tough. We agree to that. And when we agree to that, we see just how faithful and just God is, and the fact that He has forgiven and has cleansed. And now that we're believers, we're in. I mean, we're a part of the fellowship. We're in the light. We have been given new life. God is for us, not against us. He has come to live inside of us. He makes His presence known to us. And so when we blow it, when we miss the mark of love, when we hurt someone else, we're not sitting there trying to hide it. It's just glaring because the light of God's life is shining on it. And you're saying, wow, I didn't want to be involved in that, but I was. And Lord, thank You that You took away my sin. Lord, thank You that You died in my place. Lord, thank You that You suffered the penalty so that I could be set free and that I can actually draw near to You at this very moment and this very instance in time when any other person would turn and run and hide from You. But the fact that You have died for me allows me to draw near to You right now so that I can hear Your voice of confirmation, Your voice of assurance, and Your voice of wisdom moving me out to go and restore this person and this relationship. That's what that's all about. So, Eugene, we sure appreciate your call today.
Okay, thanks so much. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Again, I wanted to make mention of Andrew's book, The Naked Gospel, his first book, the first of six that he has written. He is a prolific writer. He's a very excellent writer. Somebody called you a modern-day Bonhoeffer, I think that was the words, Andrew. I don't know how that sits with you, but I thought that was a pretty amazing endorsement of how you write and you bring things, you know, some very difficult concepts. You break them down in such a way that it's very clear and easy to understand and even easier to apply in daily life. And so this is his first book, The Naked Gospel, available to our Basic Gospel listeners today for $15. That includes shipping. Take advantage of it. And Andrew, as always, we love having you on the program each and every Wednesday. You sure bring a wonderful insight and application. And so thanks for being a part of this today.
Hey, thank you guys.
Well, we're about out of time for this edition, everybody. I want to continue to remind you that there are many, many valuable resources available to you in our online store at BasicGospel.net. One of them, of course, is the one we've been talking about, the Zondervan bestseller, The Naked Gospel, by our own Andrew Farley. The Naked Gospel will challenge you to re-examine the mixed messages you've heard about God's love, acceptance, and forgiveness. It's for everyone who wants to return to the basics of what it means to be in Christ. And as you know, Basic Gospel is a listener-supported program. We're dependent upon you, our listeners, to keep the broadcast on the air, connecting people with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you go online to our store, you can order The Naked Gospel. We'll consider also making a tax-deductible donation to help keep the good news on the air. Again, you can accomplish both at BasicGospel.net or by calling our order line at 1-800-727-2828. Again, that's 800-727-2828. And Bob, I know you and Richard and Andrew, those of our listeners who have supported the ministry for months and years are, you know, we're anxious to continue to connect people to the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this program, of course, is doing that day by day. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, indeed. And if you can help, if this ministry has meant something in your life, help it mean something in somebody else's life by making a contribution today to Basic Gospel.
Yeah, go to BasicGospel.net or call and speak with our operator at 800-727-2828. Again, that number good during Central Time office hours, 1-800-727-2828. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and Andrew Farley and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.